The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. My daughter and I, for relaxation, we like to watch TV shows, and one that we like to watch is NCIS, stands for Naval Criminal Investigation Services, and they investigate murders that take place. Well, there was a murder of a naval person, and so one of the key team members that does it was Ellie Bishop, and she and her partner went onto a naval ship to talk with the people to see what they could find out of, and maybe would lead back to why this person was murdered. So they started by talking to the XO, the second in command. And as soon as Ellie saw this guy, she became tight, rigid, and angry because it was a classmate from high school. She recognized him instantly. As the show went on, she mentioned that this XO, second in command, his name was Jack, was the jock, the captain of the sports teams, the most popular guy. And he even picked on her, even had a nickname for her, and had mentioned it one time in the show, Scarecrow. The team member of Ellie said, "Well, really? I thought you would have been the homecoming queen." Ellie said, no, I was always in the computer lab and more of a geek than anything, and that's why he picked on me. And all that came back to me because I saw him. It's an interesting situation that she had to deal with as well as processing the crime. This came up in particular because I know two people who are blind who do not like Lent and Good Friday. Why? Because it brings back their hurt, pain, and mistreatment in their high school days. Because when they think about the hurt and pain that Jesus went through, they think of hurt and pain and immediately are thrown back to the high school days and the rough treatment they had, because they were both blind and visually impaired during those high school days. They had lots of bad experiences, and so bad experiences are something they don't like to deal with or want to experience, and that therefore includes Lent and Good Friday. I thought about this and thought, why, if we've had those situations, like either Ellie in the show or these two friends of mine who are blind, who have had bad experiences in high school, don't like things today because of the association of them. Well, I'm not sure specifically, but I know in general, and this can be true about any of us, I don't like conflict. Conflict means somebody's going to lose. And sometimes people will just simply avoid conflict because they don't want somebody to lose, especially themselves. Second reason is I don't like the hurt and the pain I received back then. It just wasn't fair. And they feel it still wasn't fair, and they don't have they aren't justified or find justification today that the wrongs were made right. Still another possibility that people don't like thinking about hurt and pain today because of the hurt and pain they had in the past is just simply because it brings that all back up, and it's hard to move off of that. But the last thing is because sometimes people don't like who they are now, and because they don't like to remember the past and the hurt and the pain because they don't like who they are now, just like they didn't like themselves back then. Well, I suppose, and the other reason people don't like to think about hurt and pain in the past because they want to be upbeat and everything good and great, and that's usually because things aren't so good and great today. Good Friday. Jesus, his suffering and pain for you and me. I'd like to share two Bible verses. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed, not bruised, but crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. The one comfort we can find in Good Friday is that we now have peace with God, because it was his punishment that brings us peace between us and God. And I suppose that's another reason people don't like hurt and pain, is because it brings up the fact that we're in a broken world, and we have brokenness in us, and there's brokenness elsewhere. Well, on Good Friday, Jesus dealt with all of that brokenness and was broken for you and me, so that in Jesus we might be made whole and complete. And that's why we can go to him and talk to him, even about our hurts and pains today. One other verse I found that I think can relate. This verse is also from Isaiah. It's in chapter 42, verse 3. And here Isaiah is speaking about the Messiah, the Savior who would come. And he says, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice." He will bring forth justice. I like this verse because it speaks about what the Savior is for us today. He will not hurt a bruised reed. It actually says a bruised reed he will not break. And a smoldering wick, that's about to go out, well, he doesn't snuff it out at all. He takes care of you and me, even in our hurts and pains. And finally, the third phrase of Isaiah 42:3 is, in faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He is faithful. He will do as he said. There will be justice. At the end of time, he will make everything right and everything good. He's the one who takes vengeance and revenge. We don't have to. He'll make sure everything is taken care of and made right. Instead of focusing on the hurt and the pain that we experienced, I suggest two things. One, know that Jesus went through hurt and pain just like us. He is equal to us or worse. And second, because he went through all of that, he wraps his arms around us and takes care of us now. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, there's a lot of hurt, pain, and suffering in this world, and we get very bruised and battered and beaten. And you know what that's like, because you were pierced and you were crushed, but you were for us to take away the punishment of our sin, so that we might have peace between the Father and us. Thank you for the work of salvation that you did and bringing that peace, that we can even come and talk to you now. And Lord, when we're uncomfortable, either because we don't like conflict and hardship or are experiencing it, may we have your comfort and peace in knowing you wrap your arms around us and love us, and you don't snuff us out like a candle, and you don't break us off like a bruised reed, but instead you nurture and care for us, bless us, and help us. And so this Lenten and Good Friday, we ask that you do that very thing for us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you about this topic or anything else. You can do so by writing me at dave.andrus, that's A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.